This is Health Matters, continuing our series on preventive medicine.
Teenagers can be caught betwixt and between when it comes to preventive care. Preventive medicine is standard operating procedure for pediatricians, but teenagers feel they've outgrown pediatric care, and family doctors often don't see teens unless they're sick.
Yet preventive care for adolescents can make the difference between life and death. The leading causes of death, disability, and serious illness for adolescents include automobile crashes, homicide, suicide, sexually transmitted diseases, and obesity.
The common denominator for all of these serious consequences is personal behavior, which means that death, disability, and serious illnesses are largely preventable in teenagers. Preventive, that is, in communities that have teen health programs that actually work.
Programs that provide the right kind of help, which translates into the right kind of support. For example, medication alone is not sufficient. Even as medicating teenagers is on the rise, in cases of clinical depression, medication alters brainwave patterns underlying depression. But the abuse of meds for teens is also on the rise. Clearly, teens need help beyond a daily dose of medication.
Right. Vulnerable teenagers need more than pills. They need support. And the Baltimore Public High School system has a program that does exactly that. It's called THREAD, a program that provides a web of community support for teens who need it.
THREAD starts with ninth grade students that are facing major life challenges. Teens dealing with poverty, homelessness, family breakdown, parents on drugs or in jail, and single parents who are overwhelmed by work or illness. The students are in the bottom 25% of their classes academically and are often chronically absent.
THREAD connects these students with a team of up to five volunteers, a team that is committed to offer unconditional support to their teen in every way necessary. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, for 10 years.
Wow, 10 years, that's a huge commitment.
It is huge. The goal is to do whatever it takes to help the teenager become an adult who can pursue a fulfilling life.
The team might do wake-up calls or rides to school. It might provide food and clothing, one-child care or child care, or legal help, or connect the teens with community service opportunities, or invite them home to play video games, or help them find jobs, or tutor them, or help with SAT preparation and navigating the college admission processes.
The team works together. For example, if a kid won't get up and go to school, one volunteer might go by the house at 7 a.m. The kid won't budge, so another volunteer tries again at 10 a.m. If this doesn't work, a third volunteer tries at noon. The message is clear. We're here to help. We're going to keep on trying. No matter what you do, no matter how you test us, we're going to help you.
The case stories are amazing. Baltimore's THREAD teams take their students to restaurants and movies. They hang out with them, go camping. Sometimes they even provide homes.
Students who enter the THREAD program sign a paper. They're told, once you're in, you are in. You cannot get out. This is a serious commitment. It's not something you can undo. You're going to want to undo this, but once it happens, it happens.
You wonder why kids sign up for it.
Each teen who enters the program has a different take on what they need. One THREAD teen in the bottom 10% of his ninth grade class had a father just out of jail and a mother who walked out on him. A teacher told him a woman wanted to speak with him. The THREAD volunteer gave him a rundown on the program, but what caught his interest was her offer for free pizza.
The program has been enormously successful. 97% of the 176 students who have been in THREAD for less than 5 years are still attending high school or have graduated. 80% of the teens in THREAD for over 5 years have enrolled in college or a certification program.
THREAD volunteers become emotionally involved. It's inevitable, which is why a team is needed. It takes a team to provide such in-depth support. It's too much to ask of one person. The team is like an extended family of aunties and uncles who are there no matter what.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.